As students return to MSU's campus after spring break, hydraulic excavators are quickly removing debris inside the fenced-off Student Fitness Center. The roof of the South Gym collapsed March 7th at 2:20 a.m. No one was hurt. The university closed the fitness center for evaluations, and as officials expected, the adjacent South Gym collapsed 2 days later. Both were built as part of the original Magra Hosea Center in 1973. Last Friday, MSU announced that it would rebuild the entire 1973 gym complex, leaving the newer portion, which was renovated in 2008. MSU spokesman Michael Becker says the construction could cost millions of dollars, but MSU expects insurance to cover these costs. The university will host discussions with students to decide what they would like included in the new section.
After the loss of the gyms, we immediately had engineering companies from all over Montana here on campus to help us look at other flat-roofed buildings.
There are 45 flat-roofed buildings on campus. Becker says the gyms were built to code and the roof collapses were due to unexpected weather rather than engineering failures. Earlier this month, the Structural Engineers Association of Montana stated in a letter, quote, "Engineers and builders of our older structures didn't have the benefit of the years of snow data collection we have at our disposal today. In fact, the first statewide snow load map, which was used by engineers to predict snow loads, wasn't published until 1975, unquote. MSU's Michael Becker.
We've had a February to remember, an immense amount of snow followed by wind and cold that led to unusual conditions. So out of an abundance of caution, we had these companies come in and look at our other roofs. And what we found were no significant structural concerns outside of the fitness center area.
Crews started removing snow from other flat top roofs soon after the roofs collapsed. About 1,400 students were registered for classes inside the fitness center. Becker says they have been rescheduled to alternative spaces on campus. Rachel Kramer, YPR News.